Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Aaron Glenn, on the other side, that's tough, man. If they lose him because of what he's done with this team, is nothing short of astonishing. But to the caller's point, Doug, there are plenty of guys out there that have pedigrees of being really good defensive coordinators and given a chance to be head coaches and failed, like Robert Saleh, you know, somebody like that, that they could fill the shoes if they're going to leave. Let's just hope they don't leave.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to leave the coordinator positions vacant if both guys leave. I understand they're going to get somebody else, whether they promote within or go out and get someone from outside the organization. My question or fear is, and it's not a huge fear or anything, is those guys, they're not as good as Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, and the train doesn't keep running smoothly as it is now. Ask the Eagles how it went the very first year. They lost both their coordinators. You know, not good. They actually fired their coordinators the following year. So, yes, it's going to be a coveted job. Yes, I trust Campbell. I trust Holmes. But I'm just saying, it's not like, well, we just move on to the next. I don't think it's that easy is what I'm saying. Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, I'm just giving them credit. I'm giving them their flowers. They're incredible at what they do.
You can stream the show on twitch.tv where you can see us. Same thing, youtube.com. I just looked down at YouTube and there's a post here from number one Common Sense. Give Dan Campbell $20 million. Give Ben Johnson $10 million. Give Aaron Glenn $10 million. Give Brad $10 million. All money well spent. Highest paid coordinator in the NFL right now makes like $3.2 million. You don't have to give him
You do if you don't want to be a head coach.
That's funny. Let's go to Brian. You're next on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Boy, it's so easy to spend other people's money, isn't it?
Love it.
Hey, so I was at a game earlier this year, and something really cool happened. There was a halftime ceremony that Sheila presided over, and it might have been somebody going in the Ring of Honor. I can't remember. But when she was introduced, boy, the ovation that she got was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there was not one person. But it was really very moving. I mean, it almost brought a tear to my eye. It was so cool to witness. And so it really kind of underscores the transformation that she has undergone in terms of, how people look at her in the public eye. That's the first point I wanted. The other thing was, the real unsung hero in this has been Chris Spielman. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly what his influence was, in the hiring of Brad Holmes and bringing on Dan Campbell. But I know it was substantial. It was significant. And I don't think enough credit goes to him and his efforts in bringing this all together.
Well, there's no doubt that he has some influence, and I would speculate, I think pretty assuredly, that it is a significant influence, especially at the beginning. He's always, we've been out to practices, he's there, and he's watching, and everybody on the food chain deserves credit for getting this number one seed. Obviously, there's still work to be done. We cannot emphasize that enough. Because we have a week off here, we're going to bask in the glow here a little bit of where they are. But, Chris Spielman, he got a vote for champ of the weekend yesterday.
He's done an amazing job of not letting anybody really know what he does. You know,
he loves downplaying his influence.
He does not want the spotlight. He does not want to take credit for anything. So it's all left up to speculation from everybody about what it is he does. And all he's ever said is, well, I'm just here for Sheila, whatever she needs, and that I'm here to facilitate that. And I love our speculation about it. I mean, my speculation is that, you know, she leans on him. What do we do? The first moves, what do we do? What do we need to change? And my guess is Spielman said, we need to change the culture. We need to think like a different kind of team. Well, how do we do that? Well, here's how you do it. A, B, C through Z, right? And then they go out and find people to do it. And I think he has tremendous influence in terms of going out and finding those people, Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes specifically. And it was Campbell before Holmes.
His network includes his brother, who is a GM in this league and now is serving in a eerily similar role with the Washington Commanders. Just kind of right-hand man. Professional right-hand man. 248-539-9797. Herb in Detroit. You're on 97. Want a ticket. Hi, Herb.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Listen, on the Ben Johnson thing, and for a point, Aaron Glenn, maybe. I think, you know, the whatever organization they go to has got to be, because you can go somewhere because it's an opening, but do you have the same kind of dedication to your players and dedication to your organization as the Lions have shown in the last few years? Do you have the type of people above you, general manager, that can evaluate talent and not only evaluate talent, but are you willing to retain the talent? Because some organizations aren't, no matter what, they're not going to pay to retain the talent. Detroit seems like they're willing to retain the talent, and we're going to keep giving you talent on the field. So it's so much more than just going to say, I'm going to be the head coach. And who knows, do they want to deal with that aspect of it?
Well, and also, you got to consider all factors, yes. Who do you want to work for?
Right, and you want to work for. And also, if they both leave, you know the track record of Dan Campbell and, like you, my man mentioned, Spielman, and the whole organization with Holmes, who we bring in. I don't care how good of a coach you are, if your attitude and your dedication to the game does not fit how we perceive it should fit, we're not going to bring you in. We'll get a lesser name that has more potential to fit our culture and to fit what we're doing, as opposed to just getting a big name. But I think if Aaron Glenn leaves, I do believe that Sala may probably be the next defensive coordinator.
It could be.
That's my bold prediction.
Okay. You're on the record, Herb. You do bring up a great point. They put a lot of time and effort to vetting the players to make sure that they've got guys that fit. Why would we ever believe they wouldn't do the same thing with assistant coach hires?
I'm sure they would.
So Herb's right. The process that we should trust when it comes to bringing players into the locker room, we should also trust when it comes to bringing in the guys calling the shots. He's right.
Might be even more scrutinized.
And it probably should be.
Because they're going to have the influence over the players they bring in.
Ricardo is next on 97. Where do you think Ricardo works?
I don't think it works anywhere. I think this is just music that's on phones now. I don't think this is like, because if it were a work situation, there would be a voiceover letting you know.
Well, we can leave
America
it out.
America Bank values your patience.
Yeah, you know? we can put them back on. We can bring them back on the air and see if that comes up. I'm going wellness spa. I think it's wellness spa.
Wellness spa. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Maybe get a little of that pure oxygen, probably a cold tub. Might be some red light therapy there.
Oh, red light therapy.
Yeah. Yep. So
is that like the red light district? Oh,
he's there. He's still
It's a different feel. It's a different beat.
It's a little more upbeat. Ricardo, are you there?
Ricardo.
Huh?
You.
You're doing fantastic.
Hello?
Hello,
hi,
Ricardo.
Ricardo.
How are you?
You're on the air.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I was on the phone with my mom, man.
How's she doing?
Wow. Right, mom takes priority. Anyway, no, fair enough. Mom takes priority.
Happy New Year to you guys, man.
You as well.
Man, this has just been incredible, man. I'll be 62 in about 3 days. And you know, I've been through all the ups and downs with the Lions. You know, even my family, they call me a jock because that's all I do is watch sports and think about sports all day. You know, that's my that's how I enjoy my day. But just getting to some real quick points, I just wanted to speak on Sheila. This lady has transformed our whole city. You know, she's responsible for bringing in Brad and bringing in Dan and just her whole attitude and everything. You know, this lady needs to be commended for her part in this whole success that we're having. And then, even if these two guys leave out, you know, if it's Ben, which I wish him the best, him and Davis, you know, I guess that's everybody's thing is to, you know, go further and everything. But I don't think it's going to stop us. I think we're still going to be who we are, man, you know. So just a great time right now, man. That's all.
All right. Thanks, Ricardo.
Appreciate it. And you're right. She deserves a ton of credit, and it's actually kind of cool because on my show sheet, neither of our show sheets was there anything about Sheila. This has come up organically, and in Detroit, it's a collective. There's a lot of thank yous going on for showing the patience and really just hiring the right people, because the Ford family actually always showed patience. They always did, but they had the wrong people in place, so all it did was dig the hole deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, there's patience and there's loyalty, and then there's what Sheila's done.
Gator did speculate about somebody you think we might lose.
Yeah.
That hasn't been mentioned yet. We'll get to that today at 11:18. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, your garage door is making a funny sound. Are they a little sluggish? Whatever the case is with them, make sure that you go and call the right people. That's Precision Garage Door. They'll come by, they'll check out your garage doors, they'll do general maintenance if that's the case. But in my case, recently, I need to get those doors replaced. And I knew these were the guys to call because they had told me a couple of years earlier, you're probably going to have to get them replaced. They were amazing. Precision Garage Door Service, a real human answers the phone. They schedule appointments right away, and then it's off to getting things done for you. And that's exactly what happened. Jeff and the whole crew were at my house. They assessed the situation. We picked out doors that were perfect for my house, and I couldn't be happier. So if you need new garage doors, do what I did, and call the experts, Precision Garage Door, today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or visit their website at precisiondoormi.com.
Jared Goff joined us to open the show. If you missed it, we'll replay it later. 248-539-9797. Good to talk to the Lions quarterback, the division winning number one seed. And as he mentioned at the beginning, still work to be done. This is, forgive us for basking in the glow of, for the first time, Gator being a number one seed. And for the first time, I can remember, has they ever won back-to-back division championships in our lifetime?
Well, no, because that would have meant they would have hosted back-to-back years of playoff games. I don't think they did that in the 90s.
I don't think they did either, but I have to double check that. Anyway, the point being, we're just going to sit back and breathe it all in here for a couple days. A lot of feedback coming in on the Ben Johnson discussion. Ben Johnson will wait another year and take over for Andy Reid in Kansas City. That's from an unnamed texter. I don't want Ben to leave, but there's never really a, quote, perfect situation when there's a head coaching vacancy, or there probably wouldn't be a vacancy. Trevor Lawrence, Drake May, and Caleb Williams are probably three of the best quarterback situations you can walk into. So I'd argue that this is the perfect opportunity for him to leave. Still hope he doesn't, obviously. Next text, Ben Johnson equals Wolf of Woodward.
Ah,
yep.
So Wolf of Wall Street.
I'm staying. If Ben Johnson or Glenn wind up in Chicago, I'm going to consider them a traitor and hate the individual for the rest of my life. No matter what he does, they need to not go in the division. That's from TT. I do not endorse that. I do not endorse that take. 248-539-9797. Nathan is next. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, so mad props to Detroit Lions and what they've done. And the Detroit gloves that we've had on this season, wondering if we could possibly lose a game that we probably shouldn't lose. But I'm going to give it up to Jahmyr Gibbs because I've been watching that kid for the last couple of years, and when they were asking, can he step up, I started laughing, to be honest with you. And he showed up last game.
Well, he showed up all season long, and I think the question about him is just durability. Does the NFL allow itself to have, is this the new norm where the running backs are going to be these durable backs that can play 17 games in a season and handle that kind of workload? And there are a couple guys that have shown that that's what they can do, but they're few and far between. When they had to put the workload on Jahmyr Gibbs over the last several weeks with Montgomery out, he's handled it. It's not an ideal situation because you worry about the longevity and sustainability of it. However, while it's happening, you just want him to keep getting the ball because he's explosive.
Yeah, he's been my most favorite player to watch, and splitting the runs with Montgomery, every time Gibbs got the ball the last 3 years, I've just been
2 years.
Just can't wait to see what he does with it. But I just wanted to touch on one subject real quick. This is what I came up with. Is the Pistons, I watched, beat the Blazers last night. I watched a recap for the first time in a few years because it's been hard to watch.
Right.
But they have a team this year, and Cade is looking like he's coming through. Here's my point. Campbell, with the biting off the kneecaps quote, the Red Wings, the Pistons, Campbell is coaching our entire sports field. Like, the Tigers did well this year. Our fan base is there. We are ready to step up. We never left the Tigers. We never left the Pistons. I've been here since 89, you know. So I've been watching all the championships. What the Pistons, the Red Wings,
Oh, got to get there. The Jaws is going to get you. Got to get there quicker.
Do we just have Dan Campbell on?
He preceded. He preceded the last 90 seconds of that by saying one more thing real quick.
Is there a Dan Campbell effect on the other teams? Well, Dusty May of Michigan says so.
I don't know.
He says he's taking some things as something away from what Dan Campbell's approach is. Hey, look, has it affected the rest of the teams? I don't know.
Didn't Lalonde say the same thing?
I mean, you're right. Yeah.
Where's he?
Yeah. Look, is it exciting to see that the Pistons are playing well right now? Yes. The Red Wings are on a 4-game win streak? Yes. Tigers made the playoffs and won a playoff series. It's awesome to get it all back, and let's keep it going and actually have some sustainability with this would be amazing.
I looked out at Twitch and YouTube, and my favorite response was from a guy named Juan on YouTube who wrote, "Land the plane, brother."
That was a Fast and Furious runway there.
Yeah, it kept going and going.
It kept going.
Let's go to Carlos next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Carlos.
Yes, good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it.
I just wanted to mention if Sheila Ford, you know, this is maybe considered the long-term goal. I mean, do you want to build a dynasty or not? My wish is to, you know, bring together Aaron Glenn or Ben Johnson, either separately or together. And before they do an exit interview, just get them together and say, hey, you know, long-term plan is to build a dynasty. What do you guys want? We want to keep you. At least make that.
Right, but Carlos, what if their answer is, what do I want? I want to be a head coach. And they both want that. I mean, it's easy to say, let's throw money at the situation. But again, it's about what each person wants. It's not necessarily about money. It's about career goals and achieving those goals and having the opportunity to get there. And the opportunities are here.
At least you got the collective that at least they made their last effort with them. Got them together. They value them. And
well, let me ask you this: Do you think the Lions value Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson? Do you think the organization does? That Sheila Ford Hamp does?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, then wouldn't you think that would happen? You know, before that they know that they'd be taken care of.
Yeah, just to say, hey, do you want to have a long term here with a dynasty, or do you want to start all over with another team?
Well, dynasty. We're a long way away from. I get that there's a repeatability here. I want to tap the brakes a little bit at dynasty talk. I think they're set up to make runs. I think they can make
a
run.
There's a window here.
A 2, 3, 4, 5 year run here at this thing. But the warning case is the 49ers, who just completed a 6-11 season, who've been in the mix. They've won a ton of games, but they haven't won a Super Bowl in the last 5 years. They've been there not to the Super Bowl, but they've been in the mix every year. Mm-hmm. Still got to finish the job here. And you can say to them, look, I wouldn't use the word dynasty. I would just say, we've got a system that's working. This is repeatable. We're going to be here. We want you to be a part of it. We're going to compensate you as such, make you the highest paid coordinators in the league. And let's keep making runs at this thing. If you want to be a head coach, we'll help you get that job. We'll do our best to help you out. But at the end of the day, you know, if you want to be a part of something special and repeatable, et cetera, then we're set here for set up for your success. All right, you predicted somebody else might leave. We didn't get to it. Tell the people who you think might leave.
I think it comes from the front office, and I think it's John Dorsey, who has been an assistant with the Lions since 2021. Since coming over here, he's a senior personnel executive. He's a guy with GM experience. He was in Kansas City when they drafted Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones and others, Kareem Hunt. He went on to Cleveland. They took Baker Mayfield. They drafted some all-pro players there as well before he moved on. And now he's with the Lions and came in with everybody else. And I think he is a guy that has a wealth of knowledge. And his track record is such that I'm surprised he hasn't already gotten jobs to be a GM again with somebody else. But now that he's been with the Lions throughout the Brad Holmes tenure and seeing how Brad Holmes has done things, I'm stunned. If I were an organization and I needed a GM, that's the guy I'd hire.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Curious what you have to say about my John Dorsey.
So I think it makes sense. And I think about the way I've approached things and sometimes successfully and sometimes not when thinking who the Lions should hire. All right. So what organizations are really good? Baltimore had Eric DaCosta. Well, you're not going to get Eric DaCosta. Could you get Joe Ortiz, who was his director of player personnel? And Joe Ortiz was a part of, you know, a lot of their drafting in Baltimore. They had a ton of success, and I was a Joe Ortiz fan. Well, the Lions didn't get Joe Ortiz. He's now the GM of the LA Chargers. The guy in Seattle is John Schneider. His right-hand man was Trent Kirchner. We're like, all right, can they get Trent Kirchner? And thought, well, that probably isn't going to work. And they didn't get Trent Kirchner, although I thought his name came up. Then we identified the Rams, Les Snead. Look at Les Snead's success. And we were like, God, they really crushed it in the draft without having first round picks. Who is their director of college scouting? That was Brad Holmes. And that's how we came across the name Brad Holmes before he became, you know, that was just on our wish list early on. And that's an example of it working. Another example is, okay, you're not going to get Sam Presti, the GM of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Who's one of his right? Oh, his assistant GMs, this young guy, Troy Weaver. Right.
Well.
And so, you know, it's sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But the man next to the man, the right-hand man, can be a great hire. And Brad Holmes, turns out, has been a great hire.
Jim Nill working alongside Ken Holland and yep. Moving on to the bigger and better things.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Caleb on a cell. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, Caleb.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm a season ticket holder, and you guys were talking about that Sheila quote in 2022 and her getting booed. I was actually at the game that she got booed at in 2021. And even despite all the negativity the first year and a half under Campbell and this regime, you could tell things were different. The day she got booed, they actually played a really good game against Baltimore. Probably should have won. That was a 66-yard field goal. That day, and it was the people that were around and that were there noticed it. I even think that Tony Romo said on a broadcast after we lost to the Cowboys in 22 that, you know, to the Lions fans to hang in there, that he can sense that things are turning around. And now they finally have it. I'm sure you guys, because you guys were there, witnessed it as well, even if the general casual fans may not have been able to realize it.
So it's... Yeah, there were subtle signs that things might be turning around. And I got to tell you, Caleb, we knew that every time we talked about anything that might be positive with the Lions when they weren't, you know, as good as they are now, was going to be met with eye rolls by many people in Detroit. And I wasn't mad at anybody, but it was, you know, part of what we decided to do was reset the clock to zero anytime a new regime came in. And then let them cook and judge them for their time here and not hold against them what's happened in the past. But what selling fans hope that didn't come with wins and losses was a very difficult thing to do. But there were some signs. There were some signs that this thing could work out. And the biggest signs were, you know, it was the players from the drafts that were making the plays. You know, in retrospect, he fired Anthony Lynn midway through his first year as a head coach. I always want to know how quickly head coaches can pull the trigger on members of their staff, because I think it's important to figure out if you got the right people in place as quickly as possible and then make a move or stick by that guy. He didn't stick. He let Anthony Lynn go, or he demoted him, I guess, and took over play calling. They let go of Aubrey Pleasant, which was a bit of a – he was considered a hot young name in the world of coaching, but – seems to have pulled a lot of the right strings. And there were some signs that this thing could be good with the players that were drafted making plays and some of the things that Dan Campbell was doing. I remember one thing, and I said this, it was about culture. And again, it's repeated information for you 24/7ers that listen to this show every day. But it was when he wasn't going to rely on making excuses, well, the ref screwed us and I'm going to send in the league. And I thought maybe he doesn't want his players to think that what we did is good enough, because that doesn't do him any good. If you get a bad call against you, you still have to find a way to win the game. You don't get a parade down Woodward and a Super Bowl trophy if you lose a Super Bowl on a bad call. So he wants to let everybody know, I'm never going to use the refs as an excuse. We got to be better. And he wouldn't do it at the podium, and I'm sure he doesn't do it with his team, because it doesn't help him win football games in the future. The one thing I got wrong about Dan Campbell is, like, he's going for it on fourth down because he knows he doesn't have as good a roster as the other guy. So he's got to try and coach up an advantage. Nope. That was wrong. He was going it on fourth down because it's in his DNA to go for it on fourth down.
What he does.
And now it's impacting other teams. Goff had a great, the thing about, nobody thought we were going to snap it against Green Bay, and then we did. And then this one against Minnesota, because we snapped it against Green Bay, our hard count worked against Minnesota.
Yeah, because they snap it against everybody, the hard count against Minnesota worked. That 100% went through my mind as they jumped offside. I'm like, wow, it worked, and it worked because that's Dan Campbell's influence.
Well, I didn't make the Green Bay correlation until today. So you were a step ahead of me, I guess. But
saying that it seems like he always goes for it on fourth down. So here's one instance where he doesn't. It's literally the one time he doesn't do it.
248-539-9797. Joe is in Canton next. Hi, Joe.
Guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll land a plane quickly today for you guys. As always, I always look at, you know, what's going on, what could be happening. And I'm looking at, if we do lose both our coordinators, the way this team comes together, supporting and loving their coaches, is there anyone that you guys see on offense, Scotty McGregor, Montgomery, or anybody else, a passing coordinator that would be elevated to offensive coordinator, maybe Mark Brunell? And from the defensive side, we always hear good things about Shepard, the linebacker coach.
Yep.
So that's in-house, outside of the organization. If there are coaches that would be potential head coaches but don't get it, Mike Vrabel, Sala, anybody else that's been let go, do you think they would be wanting to come to this team based the way it's built?
Joe, you're hitting on a bunch of my favorites. Vrabel and Sala are two of them. I wondered about Scotty Montgomery when he was brought in and was given the title of assistant head coach. I always thought Brunell would be the guy that they'd be kind of grooming. And it already feels like they are grooming Calvin Shepard, the linebacker coach, potentially as a future defensive coordinator. So, I'd like to add stuff, but Joe, you've kind of touched on all the major names.
Yeah, do you think that maybe one of the agreements, if they do leave, is not to raid our staff? If Johnson leaves to go find someone, I mean, because the team loves our coordinators and obviously the coaches, but do you think that he would leave our coaches alone and go after someone else?
I think there's always kind of that unspoken rule that you don't bring guys with you.
You have to give guys...
they have to move up the ladder.
Yeah, they have to move up the ladder. You can't take if somebody's under contract with the Lions to be the quarterback coach, you can't just make them the quarterback coach there. You have to make them OC.
Right, but if you wanted to say, like, passing game coordinator Tanner Eggstrand, do you want him to move up to be your OC if you're
– Right.
Yeah, then you can do that, but I hope not.
One last coach I wanted to get your opinion on is the new D-line coach that we got from Baltimore. I know we had a lot of injuries. I wanted
Tennessee.
To get your opinion – Tennessee, exactly. Thank you. About how he's been coaching the team. Yeah, Terrell Williams, of what his, you know, impact has been on the team. All right, I'm at the airport with the plane landed, so I'll let you guys take over.
I think that we've heard nothing but good things about Terrell Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, this past weekend would be, as much as we talk about how what a great resume tape that is for Aaron Glenn, it's not a bad one for Terrell Williams either.
Look, I think all these guys, what they've done this year on the defensive side of the ball in particular, they can all feel very proud of what they've accomplished this season. For this team to give up only 20 points a game while they've been dealing with injuries that are literally an entire defensive team has been spending time on the sidelines with injury issues, it's incredible. The next man up mentality, getting these guys prepared to step into that role, putting them in positions to succeed, scheming it up so whatever is going to work that week works that week. And nothing screams more loudly than the resume on tape that they did on Sunday night against one of the best offenses in the National Football League, and they held them to 9 points and less than 300 yards. There were a couple of big splash plays, and beyond that, nothing. And that's a credit to the players for buying into what the coaches are selling them. That's a credit to Aaron Glenn for scheming it up and saying, this is how we're going to attack things. And they executed and it worked.
It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. Jared Goff, 1230, hear what the quarterback has to say. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Football fans, buckle up, because for the first time ever, we've got five straight days of playoff football in college and the pros. And FanDuel is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat same-game parlay, you can combine your bets from the same game for a chance at bigger winnings. And if it doesn't hit, you get bonus bets back if you don't win. So not only you get a chance to watch five straight days of playoff football, but there's also five chances to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug to be part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. The great playoff payoff. It's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in is required. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Make sure you click that button at the top. Refund issued with non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Maximum refund is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back to your phone call, some feedback in a minute. Gator, I'm doing something completely out of character. Something that I don't know that I've ever done this before. I've done it with movies. I've never done it with a TV show. I am now 3 episodes in to rewatching Severance. When I was younger, I'd go see a movie twice. Now I can't even begin to fathom what the point is, given that I don't see a movie once, let alone twice.
Yeah.
But Severance is, I've endorsed this show. I love this show. It is a thinker, and it's on Apple TV. And I started watching it, and it was about a year ago. And I said to my wife, why don't you watch this first episode and tell me what you think? And I'd already watched it, and she watched it. She goes, okay, I'm intrigued. So we kept going together. It was a husband-wife thing. We spent some quality time together. We got closer as a couple, strengthened the marriage. but we watched Severance. And when I heard that they were coming out with a season 2, I'm like, okay, I think we should go back and watch season 1 again. So we're kind of up to speed on all the storylines. Because I'm not going to say it's confusing. It's not confusing, but you want to, I think I'm glad we're doing it. We're 3 episodes in and I'm loving the show all over again. Have you ever rewatched an entire series of anything?
Not intentionally. Now, have I seen every episode of Friends like 10 times? Yeah, it feels like it anyway. The same 2.5 Men and their
you do
shows.
It with Yellowstone.
Yeah, with Yellowstone. I've seen every episode there several times, and there are some that I make sure that I tune in for that I want to see because I know how much I enjoyed them. So I guess, yeah. But if I ever, would I go back and start from episode 1 to watch The Walking Dead? No.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do that, even though I enjoyed the first 5 seasons, 6 seasons of Walking Dead.
Well, anyway, it's a show I endorse, a lot, 3 episodes in, and last night we watched 2 episodes, and my wife... If we looked at each other, we're not going for 3 here, are we? And she said, no, I didn't think so. But anyway.
3 episodes.
3 okay. Episodes, yes. Right. Funny guy. The other thing that happened last night.
We have 3 children.
That's true. The other thing that happened last night was Monday Night Raw was on Netflix. Now, Tyson and Jake Paul was a buffering mess when that fight was on Netflix. But I didn't experience any problems on Christmas Day with the NFL, did you?
Nor did I, but yet we did get some feedback that day that some people had some streaming issues with
did
it,
they?
But nothing like the Tyson-Paul fight. Nothing like that.
Okay. So was last night the first ever Monday Night Raw on Netflix?
I believe so.
Yeah. Kenny, you watched it.
Yeah, it was the first ever on Netflix.
Gator, did you watch it?
I did not watch it. I did see some people putting out some videos on Twitter about it. The beautiful Kay Adams was tweeting out some stuff about it that I thought was kind of funny because trolling wrestling fans at the same time, who's this old guy? And
yeah.
There's The Undertaker. And these guys know each other? And The Rock and Roman Reigns are, not Roman Reigns, but...
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Roman Reigns. Are hugging each other. I'm thinking of Seth Rollins. But yes, they're hugging each other. Yes, they know each other. But so stuff like that, it was what I saw, but I did not watch it live as it happened.
Gotcha. Okay, so thoughts?
So I watched it in its entirety. I only missed a little bit of it, which I actually saw on Twitter. That was the Hulk Hogan getting booed, which I did not know happened until I saw it later on. I didn't have any streaming problems whatsoever to begin with. Yeah, The Rock came back. The Undertaker came back. This is all stuff that's not spoilers because they advertised it all. John Cena started his year run that was announced, which is pretty cool. And then, you know, there was my only issues with it really were that it seemed like a giant Netflix ad the whole time because they had people promoting their specials throughout, like special celebrity guests in the crowd and whatnot. And also the advertisements in the ring. This is going to be the old man complaint. It was like a UFC, like,
oh,
that many around.
Really, on the mat?
On the mat, yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like it either. It's an old man complaint. I get it, and I'll cop to that. But that was those are my two biggest gripes, was felt like a lot of ads for a lot of different people plugging things, which I get because it's Netflix, and they're trying to push their own product, too.
Well, and if they're going to carry it live, if the show is live, then, you know, when it was on USA, you would have commercial breaks. If it's on Netflix, do you have commercial breaks?
Oh, yeah, they still had commercial breaks. It was an excessive advertisement, but it was a cool enough event. It's just you take the good with the bad.
Now, when they booed Hulk, because I even say I'm looking forward to after the show to look at some of the stuff. Maybe I'll even go and watch it on Netflix. But was Hulk booed because of Hulk, or was he hawking the beer? I saw that he had the T-shirt that said whatever his beer is, but beyond that, was he hawking the beer?
I think the answer to your question is yes, all of it. I mean, there's people with their issues with Hulk as a guy, people with the issues of him just, you know, promoting his beer or whatever. I think it was all of it combined into one. I could be wrong. I'm not the biggest Hulk guy anymore, but
yeah, well, I don't think many are.
No, and that's fine, but those my issues were the advertisements with that.
Okay, so Gator, are you going to watch it?
I might actually try to check it out because I am curious to see how they kind of package it together. And, you know, when you bring some legends out, I'd like to see some of that. I mean, it's interesting. In professional wrestling, I've been watching it for, you know, all my life, basically. And it feels like now more than ever, they really are hanging on to, and I don't mean in a bad way, but hanging on to the legends of professional wrestling and keeping them as relevant as they can and paying homage to them. And I think a lot of it is because so many of the wrestlers die before the age of 40 or even before the age of 30 in some cases. So when you have guys like The Undertaker or Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair, or whoever, that are still alive, that you want to pay homage and honor those wrestlers.
As an entertainment product, it wasn't a bad show. You're going to see a good wrestling show. So I would suggest you watch it if you're still wanting to be a little bit in the wrestling world.
Yeah. I don't watch WWE as much as I watch AEW wrestling, but I like both. I don't really have an issue with the other product. I enjoy them both.
Okay, gotcha.
Are you going to watch it, Doug?
Not a chance in hell, but I'm glad that there weren't technical issues.
Is Doug going to watch it and then rewatch it is the question. Yeah. Good That's call. The real question.
Yeah.
Well, will I ever? Cannot wait to see Reigns and Hulk and Cena.
Do you know who John Cena is?
I think I'd recognize him if I saw him. He's the guy with the big huge head, right?
I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah,
he's got a big head. Let me Google search and see if that's who I'm thinking of.
Cena with a C.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah, big huge steroided out jaw. Yeah, that guy.
What?
Yeah, I know who he is.
He's been in some movies, a lot of movies, actually. So I wonder.
Do you think that helps?
I know, but you've seen more movies lately. That's why I'm trying to give you credit.
Seen more
all right,
yeah, you're right. I have seen. The irony is, you think I've seen a John Cena movie? Do you think I've seen a movie with John Cena?
Has he seen a movie with John Cena in it?
Cena's been in a lot lately, man.
Well, let me go look here.
You didn't see the movie Trainwreck. Have you seen the movie Trainwreck?
No. Let me look at John Cena.
He was funny in that one.
He was funny in that one.
IMDb.
So was LeBron. Damn it, LeBron's really good in that movie. Hate that.
What's it about?
Trainwreck?
Yeah.
It's about a woman who works for a magazine. It's going to do an interview.
In New York City. I know it's very novel.
Yeah. In New York City, he's going to do a story on a sports doctor.
Okay.
So, and it's really funny. And she is literally a train wreck.
I'm scrolling through his
filmography?
Yeah.
See the movie Blockers?
That's funny.
I'm not seeing a whole lot here.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't think you saw Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I have not. That is correct. All right, enough. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Mary next on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Mary.
Hi, guys. How are you?
All right, Mary.
Thank you.
I think there's only one thing that we need to know to be 100% confident that the Lions brass will do just fine replacing coordinators if they have to.
Okay.
And that's that they hired Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn.
Yes. So your point
that's
being
it, to me.
They hired the right guys before they can do it again.
Yeah, particularly not just even good guys. They, you know, they got just the best.
Well, they did. And, you know, and we had a caller earlier that also brought up another good point of why we should be confident. And your point is valid as well. And that is, look how meticulous they are with vetting out and bringing the right players into the locker room. Why would why would they do anything different when it comes to the coaches?
Well, and where they're willing to look. I mean, they brought in so many players who were much later drafted, you know, than the early rounds. They brought in guys from, I mean, I love Za'Darius Smith. I think that was an absolutely great acquisition. And so it's like they just are thoughtful and informed basically about every personnel decision we see.
I don't think you're wrong. I do not think you're wrong. Thank you, Mary. 248-539-9797. Mind you, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. And we are seeing it more and more as calls come in from around the country. Then you can listen anywhere. You can also stream to our website, 971theticket.com, where Evan, station doofus Evan Jenkins, has posted our Champ and Chump of the Weekend, is voted on by the people. Go check it out. You can also follow the link on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Dungator971. Stream with video, twitch.tv. and youtube.com. Go to the search bar on both sites, type in 971 the ticket, and bam, there we are. Jared Goff, 1230, 971 the ticket.